I'm starting with a poem by John Berryman, and it's called, believe it or not, I have six books back here. It's called Karasansui Ryoanji. Karasansui is the Japanese word for a dry landscape garden. It's the Zen garden that you make your little reiki table thing. And the Ryoanji is probably the most famous. It's in Kyoto, the Ryoanji temple. I got a short picture of it. So this is Berryman's poem. It's one of the dream songs, Dream Song 73, Karasansui Ryoanji. The taxi makes the vegetables fly. Dozo kudasai, I have him wait. Past the bright lake, up into the temple. Shoes off, and my right leg swings me left. I do survive beside the garden. I came 7,000 miles the other way, supplied of engines all to see, to see. Differ than photographs, plans lie, how big it is. Austere, a sea rectangular of sand by the oiled mud wall, and the sand is not quite white, granite sand gray. From nowhere can one see all the stones. But helicopters or a Brooklyn reproduction will fix that. And the 15 changeless stones in their five worlds with a shelving of moving moss stand me the thought of the ancient maker priest. Elsewhere occurs, I remembers, loss. Through awes and weathers, neither it increased, nor did one blow of all his stone and sand thought die. This is At. It's one of the poems of mine in the 1111 issue. There's 70, two poems in here, 70 of which are have the titles of prepositions that I had to learn, 70 prepositions. The prior book, this has all 70 prepositional poems. The subtitle is Karasansui Poems. At, watching the goldfish, why? As tugged, caught mine. From nowhere can one see all the stones. I love that cabbage butterfly as if it were a fluttering corner of truth itself. And what about zombies? They stare straight ahead. And besides Berryman, I quote Thomas Tranströmer and me. By the pond, reading by the pond the immediate breath, and then the text, and then the pond. Thought an intermediate murmuring, which would be sound, which displaces sound, but accompanies sight. Watching the goldfish, why? The body passive, small eye movements as though in a dream. Quiet breaths in a still place, each next, taking up a little of the spill. Many thoughts gone. And the varied sights intimate with these thoughts. At watching the goldfish, why? As tugged, caught my. From nowhere can one see all the stones. I love that cabbage butterfly as if it were a fluttering corner of truth itself. And what about zombies? They stare straight ahead. There's some excerpts from Bowl, which is also from Four, like by the pond. Bowl, something there. Something white there, under the water, tugged on its moorings. I know, only seen as tugged, my having seen off the end of the dock at low tide, half clamshells nestled among eelgrass, bowls of one or two, not yet half filled with sand, but almost overlooked. Moving by them were tiny baby crabs sidling the tide in, pincering and nibbling. I couldn't help meddling. From a scalp on the dock's underside, I pried a small young muscle, tough as a thumbnail, denting the soft wood of the dock where I crushed it, but light, so that even in that shallow it drifted, settling. Only seen as tugged, per the law of refraction, with diagrams and thought experiments, I struggled to understand this, and the roiling of the water, the projecting surface, per the laws of wave motion, gravity, and surface tension, that the universe is composed of atoms, that a liquid seeks its own level, per the laws of about everything, and then the relative clam, I mean calm, a viewer on the dock presupposes the image of a shell wavered, displaced, but on its moorings, flown like a kite, thrown like a lariat, only so far. A short quote from Gertrude Stein. I was faced by the trouble that I had acquired all this knowledge gradually, but when I had it completely at one time. From the gradual making of the making of Americans. Poem. Shards of the cup. Fitting. Were a cup. This was this. Broken. And put back together. This is by Thomas Transtromer, Streets in Shanghai. One. Many in the park are reading The White Butterfly. I love that cabbage butterfly as if it were a fluttering corner of truth itself. At dawn, the running crowd set our silent planet going. Then the park fills with people, for each one eight faces polished like jade for all situations to avoid mistakes. For each one also the invisible face that reflects something you don't talk about. Something that emerges in tired moments and is as pungent as a sip of viper schnapps with its long, scaly aftertaste. The carp in the pond are always moving. They swim while they're sleeping. They are an example for the faithful, always in motion. Two. Now it's noon. The washing flutters in the gray sea wind high above the cyclists who come in tight shoals. Notice the labyrinths to the sides. I am surrounded by written characters I can't interpret. I am illiterate through and through. But I have paid what I'm supposed to, and I have receipts for everything. I have gathered so many unreadable receipts. I am an old tree with withered leaves that hang on and can't fall to earth. And a gust from the sea rustles all these receipts. Three. At dawn, the trudging crowd set our silent planet going. We're all on board the street. It's as crowded as the deck of a ferry. Where are we going? Are there enough teacups? We can consider ourselves fortunate for getting on the street in time. It's 1,000 years before the birth of claustrophobia. Behind each one walking here hovers a cross that wants to catch up to us, pass us, join us, something that wants to sneak up on us from behind and cover our eyes and whisper, guess who? We look almost happy out in the sun while we bleed to death from wounds we know nothing about. Act. Watching the goldfish. Why? As tugged, caught my. From nowhere can one see all the stones. I love that cabbage butterfly as if it were a fluttering corner of truth itself. And what about zombies? They stare straight ahead. And here's a later preposition. This is up. Besides Berryman, I'm quoting Martin Luther King, Emily Dickinson, Dante's Inferno, The Sleeping Beauty. Is it Sleeping Beauty? The Sleeping Beauty of the Wood. Up. If there is a basic good, or good mood, considering access. Access, this is really terrible, but this says access supplied all of engines, which is from the Berryman poem, but actually it's not. I misquoted it, and I had no idea until today when I was practicing reading the Berryman. It says supplied of engines all, to see. But stet. If there is a basic good or a good mood, considering access supplied all of engines at the root of listening, along the eightfold path, by strong, persistent, and determined action, might I but more tonight in thee, only by the sound of a stream flowing? For in a quarter of an hour's time there grew up all round about the park such a vast number of trees, great and small, bushes and brambles twining one within another, complicated or wrecked, even the weather, and heading. When all the great trees, the bushes and brambles gave way of themselves to let him pass through, he walked up to the castle, past the bright lake, up into the temple. Thence issuing, we beheld again the stars. I liked the raked look. Outer. Not in panic, but it helped to look about as though I were seeking something rather than staring idly, almost not out. In agreement, in accord, concurs with prior writings, the preceding thesis, much I have said heretofore, raking the small landscape with. And I'll close with above. Above, but helicopters or a Brooklyn reproduction will fix that. I was faced by the trouble that I, differ than photographs, had acquired all this knowledge, plans lie. Gradually, but how big it is, when I had it, from nowhere. I had it, can one see, completely, all, at one time, the stones.